says. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart, her somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4woman.gov to learn more. Or talk to your health care provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
WMFO in Medford.
Cure these snappy lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push him right to the edge.
This is a new color. It's a fire puppy. It's fire. It's an orange.
I know you like two things I like.
Chicken
and chicks.
Hi, we're the John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Freak socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You have to accept the fact that the government totally wants to provide surveillance on every part of your life. They want to know when you're eating. They want to know if you're eating a cheeseburger, which is very bad because Bill Gates wants you to eat his fake meat that grows in a peach tree dish. So you'll probably get a little zap inside your body and that say, no, no, don't eat a real cheeseburger. You need to eat the fake burger, the fake meat from Bill Gates. They probably also want to know when you go to the bathroom.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wire tripped?
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Cheat and forget.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This evening, we're back with what's turned out to be the fourth episode in yet another Tears of the Gods sub-series. My electronica and, well, and whatever. If you're a longtime listener, you might remember we started off this whole thing with electronica and dance, which is actually a genre in and of itself there. But riffing off of that, we then had an electronica and jazz episode, and then an electronica and ambient episode. And this evening, we've got electronica and exotica for you. Perhaps the best in this sub-series. And it's a real canonical Tears of the Gods 2, with just two styles of music, and we've got two featured artists for you. The Crystal Method, an electronic band that's one of my absolute favorites, and Martin Denny, the father of exotica, a musical genre that's named after his 1957 vinyl album of that name, exotica. It's associated with 1950s and 1960s tiki culture, which is a somewhat inaccurate fantasy of Polynesia and the Pacific, the South Seas, countries in Asia, and other places that were exotic to Westerners. Martin Denny described the musical style as a combination of the South Pacific and the Orient, what a lot of people imagine the islands to be like. It's pure fantasy, though. End quote. So, they use all kinds of instruments in this wonderful jazz subgenre of exotica. Conga and bongos and vibes and Indonesian and Burmese gongs and Chinese bells and Japanese kotos. And then as we're hearing right now, there are bird calls and big cat roars and even supposed primate shrieks. We started off this episode, the intro set there, with, along with our dog, we heard, after Chuck used disclaimer, a clip from U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about how Bill Gates supposedly wants everybody to eat cheeseburgers grown in, and she literally said, in peach tree dishes. This lady, this U.S. Congresswoman, simply does not even understand what she is saying. Not a petri dish, even, where this conspiracy theory of hers comes out of. But according to her, a real peach tree dish. And then as we went through Chase Carson's tribute intro there, we heard from Martin Denny with Exotica, the song itself, from a compilation that we'll be hearing a lot of, the best of Martin Denny's Exotica, or Exotica, the best of Martin Denny. And backing me up right now is Martin Denny and his version of Quiet Village. And in fact, this song was composed by Les Baxter, who really got Exotica started off, but it was Martin Denny who really began to take it off, if that makes sense. Yes. And then we heard from the Crystal Method and the original version of Trip Like I Do from the original Perfect album, Vegas. Now, that's our featured album, but there's actually Vegas and Vegas Deluxe, which was also pretty perfect. Maybe we'll consider them one album, or it's two, but that was 10 years later, 2007, a whole bunch of remixes of songs on that album that other DJs and artists did. And at the end of the show, we'll be hearing a very cool cover of that one from Vegas Deluxe. So, in the next set, we are going to be hearing Les Baxter, who, as I said, should be given credit for starting the exotica genre. And we'll also be hearing Peruvian singer Mias Sumac, who had an incredible almost 5-octave vocal range. And that'll be some of our exotica. I'm going to go back and forth between electronica and exotica. I'm very strictly in this. And the first song I'm going to start off with, the first Crystal Method song, is going to be going out to Arthur, host of the Grand Hour, playing classic radio episodes from the golden era of radio. But years ago, back in 2018, he called up when I was playing this song, High Roller by the Crystal Method, and he turned me on to this British outfit, Public Service Broadcasting, that makes extensive use of sampling, and that led to our Tears of the Gods, The Race for Space, based on their album, which was a real sound collage of historic recordings from outer space, the Race to Space events, as well as some epic music. A real sound collage, yeah. So let's get the rest of your pretty high energy and exotic sound collage party going. And here is the Crystal Method with the Miyagi remix version of High Roller. A lot of clips from Apollo 8 making a trip around the moon. 1968.
All right, you are go. Bloody Mary.
No hard liquor served past 8 o'clock. Do you want a virgin?
Maybe, but I'll have a couple of drinks first.
Here we go! kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to Tears of the Gods on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
You know, there are many passages from the Satanic Bible that deal with evolution, even in the book's introduction itself. There's no doubt that LaVey was directly influenced by Darwinian evolution when he established the Church of Satan, an anti-God religion. This is why it's so important for us to spread the truth about Genesis. We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education systems worldwide.
You're my So she forces virtually everyone who looks at her to do a double take.
I must admit, I do get a certain perverse pleasure out of it.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is called Electronica and Exotica, as we are mixing up a whole bunch of electronic music for you, in particular featuring the Crystal Method and their Perfect Vegas, Vegas Deluxe album, the one that came out 10 years after the original and included some very cool remixes by some other DJs. And then our featured Exotica artist is Martin Denny, the father of Exotica, who Exotica was basically a kind of jazz style of music. It was developed in the 1950s when there was a lot of, it was called, the academic term is Hawaiiana, a fascination with things from Hawaii as statehood came about in 1959. But more broadly, Exotica is fantasies about what the South Pacific and what the Orient and even places like Africa, things that were strange to Westerners, particularly American Westerners. So an imagination way of creating those feelings using some of the instruments and using effects like making animal sounds as we're hearing right now. My ambiance is Martin Denny performing Aku Aku, a classic Exotica song, which I found on Exotica, the best of Martin Denny. We kicked off the set with the Miyagi remixed version of the Crystal Method's High Roller from Vegas Deluxe. And then it was Martin Denny with the Love Dance. The Chemical Brothers followed with Hey Boy, Hey Girl from Surrender. And then it was Les Baxter once again with Atlantis from Ultra Lounge Volume 1, Mondo Exotica. And then we followed that with a song I remixed several years ago on that on our Remix Mania Tears of the Gods theme. That was Gold Fraps Number 1, the Alex Brax and Fed Folky remix, remixed version. Two remixes of that.